ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So today we are reading from 8th Canto, chapter 20, text 5 and 6. So I'll read text 5 first and then everyone can repeat text 6 with me. Naham bibhemi niryan na dhanyad asukha narvat nasthana cha vayanan mrutyo yatha vipra pralambanat. Translation: I do not fear hell, poverty, or son of distress, fall down from my position, or even death itself, as much as I fear cheating a brahmana. Now everyone can repeat after me.
Yad yad dhyasyati lokesmin samparetam dhanadikam tasya tyage nimitam kim viprastusyena tena cet yat yat
whatsoever
hasyati will live loke in the world asmin in this samparetam
one who is already dead
dhanadikam his wealth
and riches
tasya
of such wealth
tyage
in renunciation
nimitam
the purpose
kim
what is
vipra
the brahmana who is confidentially
Lord Vishnu
tusyet
must be pleased
na
is not
tena
by such riches
chet
if there is a possibility.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
My Lord, you can also see that all material opulences of this world are certainly separated from their possessor at death. Therefore, if the Brahmana Vamadeva is not satisfied by whatever gifts one has given, why not please him with the riches one is destined to lose at death? The word vipra means brahmana and at the same time confidential. Bali Maharaj has confidentially decided to give the gift to Lord Vamandev without discussion. But because such a decision would hurt the hearts of Asuras and his spiritual master Sukracharya, he spoke equivocally. Bali Maharaj, a pure devotee, had already decided to give the land to Lord Vishnu. In the introduction it says here that because it is the duty of a householder to maintain the principle of religious economic development and sense gratification, Bali Maharaj thought it improper to withdraw his promise from the brahmachari. Bali Maharaj thought improper. To lie or fail to honor a promise given to a brahmachari is never proper. For lying is the most sinful activity. Everyone should be afraid of sinful reactions to lying, for Mother Earth cannot bear the weight of a sinful liar. It is said that one who is glorious in his activities is always living and never dies. Right? Okay, wake up, sleeping souls. It's Bhagavatam time. So I repeat that. It is said that one who is glorious in his activities is always living and never dies. Therefore, fame should be the aim of life. And even if one becomes poverty-stricken for the sake of good reputation, that is not a loss.
Namaham Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Prashchata Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Everyone, nice, loudly and clearly. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Everyone can repeat, please. My Lord. You can also see that all the material opulences of this world are certainly separated from their possessor at death. Therefore, if the Brahmana Vamanadeva is not satisfied by whatever gifts one has given, why not please him with the riches one is destined to lose at death? So Lord Krishna is saying that Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Mata Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matva Bhajante Mam Buddha Bhava Samanvita. Everything is coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Himself. He's declaring this very boldly, that Aham Sarvasya Prabhu, everything is coming from me. So then on what basis do we have a right to claim that these curtains belong to me, this microphone belong to me, that car belongs to me, right? It's a principle of false ego and attachment that makes us think like this, that this is mine, that is mine. You know? And something is taken away from us, then we become very upset. Right? Very easily. However, in here you can see that in this example, that Bali Maharaj, although he is from a demon background, but like his grandfather, he was very intelligent. Who was his grandfather? Prahlad Maharaj ki. Yeah. So he could understand. He could understand everything. And that's why he's saying here the two things, two important things in this verse is, one is saying he's very, very afraid. He said he's not afraid of hell. He's not afraid of poverty. He's not afraid of distress. He is not afraid of his position, and he is saying he is not even afraid of dying. Right? But he is very fearful of telling a lie or cheating a Brahmana. You know? It is said in the scripture that dharma na duja satya samana. You know? That there is no higher principle of life than being truthful. Right? Maharaj, truthfulness is the only pillar left in this age, right? The only pillar of dharma that is available to us that actually helps us to make progress in spiritual life is the dharma of pillar. Yeah? So, and also right at the beginning, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we say that satyam param dhimahi. Right? The topmost thing in this life is to be truthful. That's why Bali Maharaj here is now, initially he goes quiet after he listens to his spiritual master. You know, the spiritual master is telling him, Shukracharya, no, don't give it to him, he'll take everything away from you. Right? But intelligent Bhakta, he understands nothing belongs to me, so if he takes everything away, it's only his, it's not mine, I've got nothing to lose.
is going back to the proprietor. Right? At the day, the time of death is going to go anyway. Yeah? Do you know how many people die every day in this world? Have anyone any idea how many people die every day? How many? Lakhs of people. Any other numbers? No? How many? 5 lakhs. Okay, 5,25,000. He's taking a spiritual number, round off number. It is said that 1.5 something 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 lakh of people die daily. How many? 1.5 lakhs of people die. And it estimated that makes an average of 55 million people a year are dying. And it's 6,000 people dying per hour. So by the time we finish Bhagavatam class, 6,000 people will have left their bodies on this planet. Right? So when we go to sleep and we wake up, we should be really grateful to Srila Prabhupada, Guru and Gauranga, that we are able to wake up. Yet another day is given to us, another chance is given to us to follow in the footstep of Prahlad Maharaj, to follow in the footstep of Bali Maharaj. Atma Nivedanam. Bali Maharaj is showing by example that the topmost thing is Atma Nivedanam. When two steps are taken away, and he said, where do I put my third step? He says, here, my Lord, take it away. I haven't lost. I will never lose. Just think. So be grateful that you woke up this morning. And be even more grateful to Srila Prabhupada that he has given us this direction, this guidance as to how we can prepare just in case we don't wake up tomorrow morning. Right? Are we ready? Are we ready just to be truthful for the day? No? Does anyone remember how many lies we have said in our life so far? How many times we told lies? Just to make ends meet or just to satisfy our false ego, how many times we speak lies? Right? Think. Take to spiritual life seriously. It is very, very important that we take to spiritual life seriously. We are now right at the doorsteps of Golok Dham. Actually, we are in Golok Dham. It's a matter of realization. You know, people go out there. If you go outside in the outside world, in the what you may call the karmic normal world, you see people are living like cats and dogs. They're suffering like anything, you know. Yesterday I was listening to a lecture by Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was being questioned by a lady journalist. And she was asking Prabhupada, so what is your plan? What are you going to do with these hippies? You know, Prabhupada said, I want to turn them into brahmanas. You know, so he explains what is a brahmana. You know, samo, damas, tapas, socham, all these different qualities of a brahmana. He's explaining that he wants these young people to become Vaishnavas, good brahmanas. You know. Not just pandits, but good brahmanas are the ones who promote Krishna consciousness, who promote the qualities of the Lord and how to connect. You know. And then she's asking, so in this discussion, it prevails that she's asking that, so are you going to make the whole one into brahmanas? So you can turn the whole world into devotees. Prabhupada said, I'd like to, but it's not practical, it's not possible. Do you know why? Because he says, you people are so dull-headed. There's too many dull-headed people here. So they cannot connect to Krishna. He uses the word dull-headed so nicely. That he is so dull-headed, you cannot connect to Krishna. Yeah. So, but he said, I'm still trying, and these fortunate souls who are here, they have started following me. They were hippies, now they're seven-headed. You know. And if you are seven-headed and you put tilak on and then you follow, you know, in the footsteps of Sanatana Goswami,
then you have a good chance, right? Sanatan Goswami is having this long dialogue with Lord Chaitanya. And then he's saying that, okay, now my dear Lord, you have relieved me from all the material activities. You know, now you have freed me from my duties to this Muslim empire. But please guide me. What is my duty now? What is my real duty now? You know? So that is the point. When you surrender to the spiritual master, that is the beginning of your spiritual life. You know? It is said that at the time of initiation, the Jivatma or the devotee, he surrenders to the spiritual master. From now on, I am doing samarpan, everything. I will follow your instructions seriously. So if that time, Lord Chaitanya is explaining that when you surrender, then at that time all your previous sinful activities are eradicated, you know. But then why more suffering comes is a question to be asked, you know. That when the spiritual master takes on the responsibility, he is taking such a big responsibility, you know. It's just like, say, you have a very negative bank balance, right? And a new bank opens and says, come, open an account with me, or open an account with us, and whatever millions of dollars you may be in debt by, we will help you to, you know, erase them. And your account will start from scratch and you will have no more debts. If you have insurance to pay, you have, you know, mortgage to pay, you have to pay for your car, you borrowed some money from somebody, all that money will give it away. You just become our customer. You know what would happen, right? Everyone would run. There'd be a long queue outside the bank, right? But just see how foolish we are. Just that kind of a bank balance, we would run and queue up outside a bank, knowing that 1.5 lakhs people are dying and tomorrow I may not wake up, right? Why not work on the principle that if tomorrow may be a high chance, 99.9% chance that I may not wake up. So therefore let me be truthful, let me study the Bhagavatam, let me follow in the footsteps of Parikshit Maharaj, let me follow in the footsteps of Vibhishan, let me follow in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj, all the great personalities. If I can't understand all those personalities, at least let me follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. No? If I can do that, then I have a good chance, right? You know, many people, they are in hierarchy. You know, like we have Srila Prabhupada came and Alfred Ford became Ambarish Maharaj, you know. And likewise, so many, you know, well-to-do people took Krishna consciousness seriously, no? Right? They took to the teachings of Bhagavad Gita very seriously. You know, many people, you know, they go to army, they go to air force, and they come to a realization. They come to a realization that actually there is a higher purpose to life. There is a higher purpose to life, and that higher purpose is given to us by Srila Prabhupada. No? In the early days, my Guru Maharaj, Mukunda Maharaj and Shyam Sundar Prabhu, and some of them were called in by the American government, because in America there is this rule that you have to go and serve the army at least for 1 year or a number of years depending on the decision of the officers. So they were thinking, this is so bad, we just found Prabhupada, we found this path to Krishna consciousness, and now you have to go to the hellish conditions, you know. You know, on the promotion side, they make very nice presentation that you become a soldier and we'll train you how to hold a gun, how to shoot a gun, we'll teach you how to swim, we'll teach you how to run through the mud. And all the promotion is so good looking that young people get very attracted to it. But the reality is totally different. I met one person in America, in Baltimore. He became a devotee later on, but before he became a devotee, he was in the army and he was sent to Korea. So in Korea, it was very hellish because they were always in bushes. There's so much trees and so much grass. So
So you don't know who is coming from which direction, and sometimes you shoot your own, you know, mate. And he said he's seen so many dead bodies and so much slaughter that like he lives daily in nightmares. He just cannot get it out of his system. No? So when he came across Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, he immediately understood the purpose of life. He took to the purpose of life very seriously, that yes, I must take this Krishna consciousness seriously. No? And this one devotee in Baltimore, America. Yeah. So, it is actually not so nice to be any borders in a foreign country, you know, fighting, not knowing whether you're going to be coming back alive or not. You know? And every year, every month, every day, thousands of soldiers are dying. But the government actually never announces that. In that promo, they never say that every day so many people die. So there is a chance that although you'll have all this fun, at the same time there's a chance that the first day you land into the country where you're supposed to be fighting for us, you may die. And you may die a brutal death, you know. But if you have faith in Krishna and you're already a devotee of Krishna, then you can see like when Mukunda Maharaj and some other devotees went, they decided we will be truthful. We will not tell lies. Normally, to avoid going into the army, they will make some reasons. They'll say, I'm sick, or I'm mentally not a good person, and they'll get doctor certification. They try all kinds of things to try and avoid to go in the army. But the devotees, when they were interviewed, they went truthfully and they said, we are monks. We are Hare Krishna monks. And that's why we don't think you should take us in the army. And they said, well, why not? What is so special about you? Well, we have four principles to follow. What are the four principles? No? Illicit sex? No? No intoxication? No meat eating? No gambling? So now they are preaching to the officer who is recruiting. So he's asking, well, you know, he's trying to convince them that like, this is your principles, but it's only a few years, etc. They're discussing. So then, in this discussion is prevailing, they're explaining why. And then it is like, no meat eating, it includes no eggs, no fish, no onion, no garlic. And this guy is sitting on the side, his head is revolving. What kind of people are these? You know. So, and then they're discussing the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. And then they come finally to a point which gives them a breakthrough. They said, actually, you know, Jad Bharat's example they're giving, that he would not even harm an ant. So as monks, we do not harm anyone. We will not harm any ant. So even if you give us a gun, we'll not shoot an ant. You see, they took full advantage of the situation to preach. Preaching is the essence. But we must preach properly, honestly, sincerely. So they preached, and as they preached, then they were asked to wait. They were waiting all day, and then the officer came and said, okay, you guys can go, you know. You are not eligible to be in the American army. So, on one aspect, from the karmic aspect, from the materialistic aspect, they were not fit for an army. But from a devotional aspect, you know, from a divine aspect, they were more than eligible to be in Krishna's army. They were more than eligible to be in Prabhupada's army. And Krishna actually saved them because they had faith. Just like Bali Maharaj is thinking, the Sukracharya is telling me, don't give up, don't give in to this guy, you know, he's not a brahmachari, he's Vishnu himself. Don't give in, otherwise you'll lose everything. But Bali Maharaj is very intelligent, you know. And actually what? He could have got influenced by his Guru Maharaj, but Krishna is so kind to him that this Bali is also my devotee. And his grandfather was my great devotee. So just see how he's giving blessings to Bali Maharaj by telling him ahead of time before Sukracharya tries to contaminate him. That, you know, your great grandfather was so great, you know, he had so much faith, he
He was so truthful. Anything that your ancestors promised, they never declined. No? So what was Vamadeva doing? He was bestowing mercy ahead of time before Sukracharya would actually embark on his mission to stop Bali, getting the mercy. So this is the mercy of the Lord, that when he sees you are surrendered, just like Bali Maharaj decides to surrender, these devotees in the early days, they surrendered. They came from such opulent backgrounds. The early day hippies were not hippies like nowadays hippies. The early day hippies were individuals who came from very rich family and they had so much money, they didn't know what to do with it. They tried to exploit everything and they were not getting satisfaction. But then they came to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, they immediately could understand that real happiness is here. And the real happiness is in giving up, at least take to one of the 9 processes of devotional life. So when these devotees surrendered to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada was very happy. And how could Krishna not bless these devotees? How could Prabhupada not be happy? How could Krishna not be happy? How they could not be saved, from this horror chambers of the American army? Because they send all the soldiers overseas and they don't care how many die, Like in the early day battles, they would put all the weak people at the front. Right? Akshayunis. That all the Akshayunis at the front, they would put them at the front and the king would know they're going to die anyway. But they would do that purposefully so they would see the strength of the other side, that what kind of weapons they're using and what they're doing. So therefore, we should take our spiritual life very seriously. The purpose of life is very simple, to chant and be happy. To follow in the footsteps of Bali Maharaj. Prabhupada gives very nice understanding of Bali Maharaj's sacrifice here. He's saying that Srila Prabhupada says that, but his spiritual master, so-called spiritual master, see, he calls so-called spiritual master now, right? He could understand that the boy Vishnu, God himself, he has come to cheat this Bali, so he asked his disciple, If he was a true spiritual master, he would whisper and say, "Hey Bali, don't miss this opportunity. Krishna has come personally to get you." What a fortune. But Sukracharya was on bodily platform. He was still on karmic platform. He was not on the devotional platform. If he was on devotional platform, he would have very happily said, "Bali, rise, shine, go for it." He could not do that. So when we get this opportunity to be in Prabhupada's movement and we get this opportunity to wake up the next day, we should also feel, let us rise, let's shine, let's go for it. Follow the pillar of truthfulness. Follow in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. Follow in the footsteps of Bali Maharaj and make it back home, back to Godhead. Krishna is already here. Krishna Balaram are already here for us. When you come in front of the deities, don't just look at the deities, at some figures. They are here personally. If you chant nicely, if you chant sincerely, then you will experience Krishna's presence. You have to learn to taste Krishna. Like this example that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives, is that when you are actually chanting the holy name of the Lord, you are actually talking to Krishna. When you're calling upon Krishna's name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, you are actually in association of Krishna. So take your chanting very seriously. That's the moment that Krishna is giving you personally. Don't miss that opportunity to associate with him. When we are chanting, that's why it's important that we chant together, we chant seriously, we don't disturb each other. It's just like if you go to your spiritual master's chamber or if you go to the temple president's office, you know, and you see that he's talking to somebody, you do not go and disturb them straight away. You wait for your turn, right? So when somebody is chanting the holy name, please realize that he is associating with Krishna personally. This is not time to disturb him, it's time to join him and associate with Krishna. If I am smart, that's what I start doing. I start chanting. Because it's an opportunity to get association and blessings of Krishna. Everything can wait. When you go to a guru's chambers and he's talking to somebody, you wait. You go to any manager's office and he's busy talking to somebody, you wait. So you go and see somebody, unless the house is on fire, you should let them chant the holy name. Because that is their moment of them doing Atma Nivedanam to Krishna by chanting the holy name. That is your opportunity to do Atma Nivedanam by chanting the holy name. Realize that. So he's saying, he comes to cheat this Bali. So he's asked his disciple, don't promise any charity to him because he's God. He will take your everything. Once you agree to offer something, then he will take yourself also. God is very intelligent. At least he's telling him God is very intelligent. He'll take everything away from you. Once you engage yourself in Krishna consciousness, there is no way out. You cannot go out. You cannot go out. He is so kind. And once you become sincerely surrendered to Krishna, there is no way out. You have to be Krishna conscious. You have to continue to be Krishna conscious, you know. And Prabhupada in another lecture says that all the Sukracharya is trying to stop him. He says, but Bali did not feel cheated or tricked. Rather, he was overwhelmed with joy to be able to offer everything he had to the Supreme Lord. No? He was joyful. Like Krishna comes and says, give me everything. Yeah, take it. It's all yours. I'm yours also. Take me with you. That should be the mood. Right? I don't want to stay here and suffer anymore. Not in this material world. Right? So take full advantage of the scriptures and knowledge Srila Prabhupada has given us. Bhagavad Gita is there. Bhagavatam is there. Chaitanya Charitamrita is there. If you're not a great time reader, listen to his lecture. There's so much technology is available that you can acquire knowledge. There is no reason why you cannot listen to Prabhupada giving lectures morning, afternoon and evening. You know. It helps to recharge your battery. It helps you, you know, to be truthful to yourself. Just like charity begins at home, truthfulness also has to begin at home. You have to be truthful to yourself. Then only you can act in truthfulness. You know. Understand that you have a sambandha. You have a connection with Krishna. You know. And once you understand that, like Sanatana Goswami, then you do abhidaya. What is abhidaya? That you start realizing that connection. And then when you are fully realized and you are in connection with Krishna, like the cowherd boys, the gopis, the peacocks, the calves, you know, then you relish happiness. All the time you relish happiness. There's nothing to lose. So we have a guest here also, is Prakashji, right? Prakashji? Yeah. So Prakashji was a colonel in the army. But he read Bhagavad Gita and he changed his life. He took to the teachings of Lord Krishna very seriously. He is writing his realization of Bhagavad Gita. He is expressing why it is important to surrender. In your 9th chapter, you have written how it is important that whatever fruits we get, we should offer them to Krishna. You know, we should not shunt them. You know? So this is a realization. You can be in different positions. In ISKCON you see so many people coming from different backgrounds and they experience, and as soon as they experience the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, immediately realization comes. Now when the realization comes, please put it into practice. Keep it in practice. Do not stop. You know, after I've been here for 5 years, 10 years, or I've been here for 40 years, there is no stopping. Don't stop. Don't pass the buck. This is a great opportunity. Just like Bali Maharaj took the opportunity. Okay, Krishna, take me. You should also continue until Krishna says no choice. He will take you home back to Godhead. Thank you so much. Any questions or comments, Maharaj?
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thanks for a nice class. And in translation, Bali Maharaj addresses Sukracharya as my Lord. Is that true? Okay.
Well, see, we are also addressing everyone as, you know, Prabhu. You know, Panchagoda Prabhu, Sanatan Prabhu. The Prabhu is Lord, really. So it's a way of respecting. Sukracharya was his guru. Although at that moment he was on karmic platform trying to, you know, stop him, but the point is that he was his guru, and therefore it's appropriate for him to address. Just because now he's realized that Krishna is here and I can take this opportunity, that does not mean that he should demean his guru, or it should not mean that he should disrespect. Right? Because at the end of the day, when you look at it, Bali was already dead one time. Sukracharya brought him to life. Right? So we should not forget, anyone does anything good for us, a great thing for us, we should always respect that person. In fact, we learn that we should also respect an ant, what to speak of other human beings. Right? So our principle is a Vaishnava principle, you know. To, like Lord Chaitanya says, and I repeat this all the time, Name Ruchi Jive Daya Vaishnava Seva. You know, our whole purpose of life is to be involved in these three aspects of life, you know, activities in spiritual life. Hari Bol.
We understand that Bali Maharaj was the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj was a devotee. So then how this we can see that Bali Maharaj was the one who fought with the Delhi Gods and his two daughters? Because he had a mercy on Nasimha Bhagwan that you ruled the kingdom of your father. But that means that demonic nature already had finished. And how this again?
See, the dynasty of demons remains dynasty of demons, and the dynasty of demigods remains dynasty of demigods. So Prahlad Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada actually says that even if you are a Malaysia, and he talks about the Americans, Africans, Europeans, that they were all low class initially. But by practice of the principles of religion given to us, they became devotees, right? And if you are in a Brahman family but you are not practicing devotion, then you fall down. Just because you are born in a Brahman family, you do not automatically become a Brahman. If you are born in a demon family, also you cannot automatically become a Brahman. If you want to be a Brahman, you have to qualify, right? So it doesn't matter where you are born, how you are born, you still have to come to the standard. Now, I don't know about the whole dynasty of Prahlad Maharaj afterwards, but this one person, he rose above everything else. And he did Atma Nivedan, thereby he's become known as a Mahajan. You know? So in the 12 Mahajans, there are two people from the demon dynasty. You know? So the dynasty is not wiped out because they come up to that, you know, come up to that standard. Yeah, they are great devotees, but the background is from the demon dynasty. If you are from India, you go to America, you'll still be known as an American after you get your passport, but you're still an Indian American. You're not an American American.
One more question. So when Bali Maharaj was in Padang, the Lord put him in Padang, so that time Lord became a low people, and still he was acting as a demon, or he was a devotee?
Why, he was already advanced that he could pass the trick that his spiritual master was trying to put him into. You know, his spiritual master was trying to bring him down. But he was advanced enough to understand that if the Lord is here and at the time of death I have to give up everything, I might as well give it up now and get the full benefit. Because the Lord himself is here. Right? He had that understanding. So therefore, he had already become a devotee. It's not a demon anymore.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much for giving this wonderful class. I'm looking forward to learn more classes. As as we were referring to the Bali Maharaj, Pramlad Maharaj, I would like to add on, this is the phenomenon with the family of this Devanswar. They have pushed Lord Krishna to take avatar in three ways. First is Varaha, from the same village, Yaksha. Second one is Narsimha for Pramlad Maharaj. And third is as for Bali Maharaj as the Vikrama. So even though they were the demons, but they had pushed Narayana to Krishna to come up with these three incarnations. So this is what actually one should be. Even you are a demon, you should be of that first demon that you pushed Krishna to come descend on the earth. Hare Krishna.
Yes, that's a very nice understanding that the demons can also bring the Supreme Lord down to the planet for the benefit of everyone. No doubt they benefited and they went back home, back to Godhead. But look, today also we are relishing those pastimes. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Skrantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi.